I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Choreographer Val Canaparoli created his dance called Swipe to be set to the music of Gabriel Prokofiev from a recording that comes complete with remixes of his second string quartet.
The grandson of Sergei is a young composer living in London now, and so Val was inspired by his music. And it's, although he's of course classically trained, Gabriel, he gets into electronica. So it's a very modern twist on ballet. And it's a great challenge for our dancers, so I'm very excited about that.
That's Celia Fuchiel, artistic and executive director of Smuen Ballet.
The challenge for the dancers is the technique. So for the women, it's still on point, but a lot of off-balance, counterbalance movements. Extremely athletic. It's for 4 men and 3 women. And I'm delighted that Smuen Ballet has 2 casts of this ballet because it is a grueling work and tough on them, although exhilarating.
The West Coast premiere of Swipe is one of 3 works on the spring program of Smuen Ballet. There's also a world premiere by Tulsa Ballet choreographer and dancer Ma Kong called Through that charts some new ground.
When a ballet is being created, the steps have terms. And in ballet, all of the terms are in French. You can very easily understand it, know what it means, and know what it should look like. But in some of this choreography, these steps have no names, and that's how different the movement is.
Celia Fuchiel says the final work on the program was choreographed by the late Michael Smuen.
Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, which is a lush piece of music, beautiful, one of Michael's last ballets, choreographed in 2006. So we're delighted to see it again on the stage.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.